What a strange set of circumstances to have occurred this weekend with the regime leader. You know, this is just vindictive. This is malicious. This is a little temper tantrum being thrown by Jill Joseph Robinette Biden, aimed at every MAGA-thumping Christian. Well, hell, you could be an RFK supporter, RFK Jr. supporter now, and be a Christian and be the recipient of this. This is just malicious. This is vindictive. This is what a scorned woman does. Find something that is near and dear to the person that has just spurned you or whatever, and then go after it. And you try and take it away or try and desecrate whatever that something is. And that's what this ridiculous proclaiming Easter Sunday as National Day of Transgender Visibility. Now, it's not just limited to Biden, though, who, you know, it's so bad that even his own ordinary, Wilton, Archbishop Wilton Gregory, and if you don't know, Archbishop Gregory is no what we would call a conservative. No, he's not a conservative. He's not a traditionalist. He's not doctrinaire in any way, shape, or form. For Wilton Gregory to be going on Sunday news talk shows and throwing Biden under the bus as charitably as he could, and saying that, well, let's just say that he's a pick and choose what we like to call cafeteria Catholics. For Gregory to have thrown Biden under the bus, you know it must be bad. So Biden proclaims this International or National Day of Transgender Visibility on Easter Sunday. Doesn't say anything about Easter. Forbids little children. Basically kicks them out of the Easter egg roll that's supposed to. You know, I have a question. Why call it an Easter egg roll? Why don't you just call it a Monday after the last Sunday in March roll? Why call it Easter egg if you're not allowed to use the kids were forbidden from making Jesus eggs or resurrection eggs or any sort of Christian religious symbology on their eggs. They were told to stay home and don't turn them in because the Bidens weren't going to let them roll them on the lawn. So again, so you have a bunch of colored eggs that I guess are tranny colored. So you're allowed rainbows, you're allowed tranny colors, you're allowed transgender symbols and LGBTQ plus symbols. You're just not allowed anything that has anything to do with Easter on your Easter egg. So what's the point? And that's where we begin our day today. With the assault on Easter, and this is intentional. This is to just stick a thumb in the eye of all of us, most of you listening right now, and Christians across the amber waves of Biden's reprobation, and then to add insult to injury. Hateful Hockle, Satan's apostle, validates her name. This is another alleged, quote, Catholic, close quote. Hateful Hockle apes what Biden does and then issues it for the whole state of New York. And then has the Empire State Building, the Freedom Tower, Niagara Falls. What? What do did the Falls do to deserve this? Niagara Falls, the Statue of Liberty, and a bunch of other monuments and statues and what have you that the state supposedly controls, has them all lit up in tranny colors yesterday, or Saturday night, and last night. As again, just another, this is again spiteful and malicious. And if you didn't know, because we weren't on the air on Friday afternoon, Trump went to the funeral Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
I think it was Thursday. I didn't know this, but we would find out on Saturday that Hateful Hockle, Satan's apostle, also showed up. Biden, Obama, and Bill Clinton, we was meeting across town there. We was trying to get a little pick me up for the Biden campaign. He's struggling a little bit there. So Hillary and I and Barack, we were trying to figure out how to pick Joe up. Three presidents are within 15 minutes of Officer Jonathan Diller's wake/funeral, and actually it was a wake, and none of them could be bothered, including the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Ave. Couldn't be bothered with going to the service, and the guy who's not president, who has no office, and that's Don John of Mar-a-Lago, Trump at his own expense shows up at the wake. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but it was revealed that Trump was actually invited. That the police union and the widow they had made a request, and the request was accepted, and that he was welcome to be there. So Hateful Hockle shows up. And she pulls up in the Hateful Hockle limo, or a Suburban, or whatever it is, Satan's ride. And she shows up, and she has her little entourage, and they're going to start making their way into the into the wake. And a senior NYPD officer. Now, that's all that was said about it. That's all I could find about it anyway. This guy intercepts her, and she's making her way into the funeral home, intercepts her, stops her, and then gives her an earful. Because she signed the bill that basically let the creep free, who had been arrested 21 times and had committed seven violent felonies. So this guy gave her an earful, like, don't you dare come here. You could read his mouth. If you know a little bit about reading lips, you could see what he was saying, like, don't you, or how, he said, how dare you? And then Hateful Hockle's bodyguards then get in between him and her, because he's yelling at her and pointing his finger. And she ultimately just turns around and then just leaves. And this is probably what precipitated when she saw what Biden had done. Well, I'm going to get back at you MAGA bastards, too, and all of you law-abiding cops and what have you. Yeah, I'm gonna ruin Easter for all the people of New York. Do these people realize? You know, we talk about this all the time here on the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Radio Network, but maybe not often enough, or maybe I haven't hit it recently. There are four final things. Let me tell you what they are. Death, judgment, heaven, or hell. You will die, so will I. You will be judged. That's a fact. The judge. The judge is going to say either give you a thumbs up, heaven, or a thumbs down, hell. And this matters. This is all, and there's no undoing it. So once it's done, it's done. There's a permanence there to it. People like Hockle and Biden act as though, to me anyway, act as though that they're going to escape the four final things. Or maybe they know that they have a bench reserved in the fifth ring of hell and there's no undoing it and are just committed to the endeavor. Whatever it is, they act with such vicious impunity. I mean, seriously, it's Easter Sunday. Hell, even atheists are more respectful to Easter than Biden and Hochul. You know, this is the Democrat Party on display in 2023. This is what these people are. This is what they do. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. President Trump actually comes out yesterday and issues a, well, first of all, they issue a statement on it on Saturday, and then Trump comes out yesterday and says, this is a horrible, horrible thing that Biden has done. It's a high holy feast day for Christians. He even says Catholics.